All right, time for the Rural Solutions Technology Update Show with John and Teresa Whitty of Rural Solutions here in downtown Madison and Milbank. And, well, we're all sucking on breath mints.
Yeah, I don't know if we're trying to tell each other something or what.
You brought your breath mints when you handed it out to both of us.
Well, so I've had this cough since, a long time. And I've been sucking on Halls all the time. And I got sick of having that taste in my mouth all the time. So I started just having mints. And does the same job.
Now he has good breath, too.
And now I have good breath. And my tongue doesn't hurt at the end of the day. So we all are.
Rural Solutions Medical Update Show.
Yes, exactly.
I never tried those kind of mints. What are they called?
Eltoids.
Eltoids. Never tried those.
Curiously Strong Mint.
The what?
Curiously Strong Mint.
The views on this show do not necessarily reflect the.
Man, do we ever get off topic?
Oh, yeah.
We haven't even started yet.
No, I got to clear something up. Last week, you did a joke that I didn't get.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And you didn't get it, right?
I got it. It just wasn't funny.
Yeah. It was super funny.
And I don't know how many people heard that, and they said, oh, don't you know the board game Clue?
Yeah, right?
I said, no, I've never played Clue.
But I actually
said... What was the joke? Tell our listeners if they missed it last night.
We were talking about somebody overhearing a murder or something getting accused of murder. And then I said it was... And I was incorrect. I said Mr. Peacock did it in the lounge with the candlestick. But it's Mrs. Peacock. I should have said Colonel Mustard. Then everybody would have got it.
Yeah, then it would have made more sense. Yeah. He says, was it Mr. Peacock with the hammer? What? Man, we are getting nowhere today, guys.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
On task. Let's get on task.
I got teased about that because I did not know.
Oh, okay.
Everybody got your joke except
good.
Me.
Everybody. You hear that, Teresa?
Encourage him now.
Yes.
Okay. All right, moving along.
Yeah. Speaking of technology.
What do we got today, Teresa?
We're going to talk about the... Better Business Bureau's top 10 scams of 2017.
Mm.
I dare say everybody listening to this show has gotten a scam of some sort.
Attempted scam. Yeah.
Last night, it was like 10 o'clock. We were getting ready to go to bed. The phone rings. I thought, okay, I better take it. And because I had just gotten off a call a little while earlier. And so I got it. And guess what? It was, I have won something. It's like, oh, they got me. And it happens almost every day if you answer your phones all the time. So we're going to talk about them.
All right, what do we got?
So the top one for 2017 was the Can You Hear Me scam, where people call and they're like, can you hear me? Can you hear me? And what they figure is that they're trying to get you to say yes so that you can record it, and then they can use that as like, do you approve this purchase? Yes. They'll use your voice that says yes.
Wow.
I don't know. That's what they figured.
Yeah, I've heard of that one.
Yeah, I haven't ever.
Was that number one?
That was number one.
That's so bad. So, I mean, the right thing to do when somebody calls and says, can you hear me? And it's an unknown number is really just to hang up, isn't it? I mean,
that is my go-to.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hang up. I don't have manners for scammers.
I used to talk. I start telling them about me and just keep them on the line as long as I could, and then say no thank you, and then they get mad and hang up on you. But I don't have time for that anymore.
The second one is online purchases. And I think, you know, you can go on eBay or any of these, you know, you get these really cheap sites. It's like, a pair of boots for, you know, 2 for $10. Oh, that's a bargain. I like boots.
Yeah.
You know, you're not going to get a pair of nice boots for $5.
Okay.
You're just not going to.
Off some, just not a reputable website.
Right. Okay. So if there's ever looks like a good deal think it's too good, I'll Google and that website, and I'll just put like the website, and then I'll write the word scam.
Okay.
And if there's scams going out there, it'll show up and you'll know.
Okay.
So. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Good.
Vacation offers.
Oh, that's a big one, isn't it?
Yeah.
Does anybody ever get that one anymore that sounds like a boat horn as soon as you pick up the phone?
Climb on board. You've won a vacation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I used to get that one all the time. At the worst times.
Really?
So they'd call my cell phone, in fact.
Yeah.
And then I put a block on my cell phone for that number.
Okay. Never heard of that one.
Yeah.
Well, the fourth one is tech support scams, and we talk about those all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Example.
Oh, you know, you can get them on from your phone. They'll call you and say, we're from Microsoft, and you have some viruses on your computer that we need to get rid of away.
Okay, sure.
Which is ridiculous because Microsoft will never call you, and they can't tell that you have a virus unless they get on your computer.
Okay.
But then you let them on, and then they mess things up. And
you can go into the event viewer and see things that look like problems, you know, remotely. But while they're showing you this report, they want to stay logged in as long as they can because they're uploading junk to your computer and making your computer vulnerable to them. And they're gleaning your information, too.
Mm, yeah.
Okay. So you can get a phone call. You can get a pop-up on your computer that says, you have unwanted something. Click here to clean it up or call this number immediately.
Okay.
That kind of thing. So there's all kinds of tech scams.
The phone ones are more social engineering, right? They try to scare you into doing something.
Oh.
Right. Know? Yeah. They are very good at what they do, and people feel so embarrassed when they get scammed, but they have this urgency and they catch you off guard, and when you are scared worried, you don't make good decisions, and they push you to make, you know, this is important, we have to do it right now, let me on, this is horrible, look at this number, you know, and they make these things appear that make it look so bad. And
good. Where are we at in the list?
That's number four.
Okay.
Number five is the prize offers or the sweepstakes and lottery. That's kind of, I didn't know that was still so big.
I just got inherited $9 million from Indonesian prince that needed to funnel some money, and my name came up because I'm such a good guy.
Yeah, when you see those kind of emails or whatever, and some different name or odd name, just I don't
even open them. Just
ignore it.
You know what email schemes we've been getting? This is off the list, but we have an automatic email on our website where you can just type in and
submission form.
Yep.
And there a lot of websites have those. Well, we get a lot of junk that comes through on those, but we've had a couple of emails that say I need three computers, this is what I need, what's your price? And you know, it sounds really legitimate, but maybe their spelling is off a little bit, or, you know, you just have to be.
Yep.
And then they never want to give you their information. I don't know what they're trying to get from that.
I think really they want a phone number they have phone numbers on the website, though. That doesn't make sense.
I don't know what they want. If they want me to, like, mail them something and then they won't pay, I don't really know.
Yeah. So I always tell them, just come to our office on Main Street. That's all I say.
Yep.
And, if they
don't ever come.
Yeah, they never showed up.
Geez, surprise, surprise. Got a couple minutes here.
These employment schemes. I suppose they offer you employment, and then you maybe give them your social security number and stuff like that.
Never do that.
Yep. Debt collection calls. That I've had that. They're like, we're calling from your credit card. It's like, sorry.
Really?
I don't use my credit card, so you're lying.
I got a question for you. Now, some people, I don't get a lot of that, what we've been talking about here.
Yeah.
I don't get a lot of scams, and then some people get a lot. I mean, why is that?
Well, you must be on the Do Not Call registry.
I have no idea.
So
that probably helps, but that doesn't hold them back. But, you know, some people sign up for a lot of things, you know, for magazine subscriptions, for free offers, things like that. The more of those types of things you sign up for, the more lists you're on. Hence, the more apt you are to get called.
Okay. Yeah,
email, phone number, things like that.
Okay.
Tax collection. You know, this is the IRS. You can get pop-ups on your screen like that. You can get emails and you can get phone calls.
Okay.
And then counterfeit products. Well, I don't know how that's different than online purchases. You know, I've seen things online where they say, you know, this is what I ordered and this is what I got. Oh. And they're totally different things. Or maybe it's like a little miniature of what they ordered, like a chair, and it comes and it's a doll chair.
No.
Literally. That happens.
That happened to somebody I know.
Yeah.
Now that you mentioned that.
Yeah.
Yep, that happened to somebody.
Again, if it's too good to be true, you know, if you can get a nice wooden chair for $2.49 plus shipping.
And it's for your baby dollhouse or something.
Yeah.
more than likely.
So, well, so that's interesting. There's so many scams out there, so many.
So that was the 2017
top 10 scams.
Top 10 scams of the year. And what was number one again?
The Can You Hear Me?
Oh, yeah. They want you to say yes, because then they record your voice.
Yep.
And they can use that for other things. Right. That's a smart one, though.
Yeah, they're clever.
They are good at what they do.
If they spend as much time and their cleverness to do good instead of doing, you know, underhanded things, the world would be such a happier place.
Yep. Isn't that just a general thing?
Okay. I guess so.
All right. Good show today. That's great.
I've kind of bounced around a little bit.
That's fine, though.
But we have good breath.
Teresa stayed on track.
I tried.
Yes, you tried.
I tried. Yeah. Well, let me tell you where we're located, Paul.
All right.
We are in Madison here on Main Street, beautiful Main Street, Madison. And you can reach us there at 320-698-4747. And in Milbank, we are on Highway 12. You can see our big Rural Solutions logo sign up on the highway there. And you can call us there at 605-438-4747.
Or as always, email us support@ruralsolutions.com.
All right. Sounds great.
Thanks, Paul.
No jokes today, John.
You know, I guess I used all my best material last week.
Oh, boy.
Well, he'll have one for us next week, right?
I'll do my best.
All right. That's John Teresa Whitty with our Rural Solutions Technology Update Show.